All right, we're here. Jordan, Joby.
Go Blue.
Nardi, still here, just not
present
in body. He's local, though.
He said he had a lot to do today.
He'll be back. He'll be back in no time. We have a good show. We have top five Bachelorette contestants. We have a special guest.
Incredible guest.
Yeah. Very good guest.
Not sure if it's incredible, but funny to the ears.
Pretty good. You definitely want to hear it. Two discussion questions. One sports, one non-sports. Before we get started with our Good Baker, Bad Baker, we have two ads. One verbal, one recorded. Sign up for the Spikeball Tournament. You want to be a part. Spikeball Tournament 2.0.
Do it.
You know the buy-in. You know the prize. You know where to find it. DM us, Twitter, Instagram, studentsectionsports.com. There's a million ways to find it. You can even find it on the Spikeball app. Just type in Student Section Spikeball Tournament.
Also, follow us on Student_Sports_.
Underscore. Student_Section.
What did I say?
I have no clue. So Joby's dog tired.
I'm sorry.
Student_Section_ on Instagram.
What did I just say, dude?
I don't know. Try the Twitter name. See if you can get that.
SSSports_.
Yeah, that's Twitter. StudentSectionSports.com. We'll be right back with Good Baker, Bad Baker after we hear a word from our sponsors.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to kick it off first with Good Baker, Bad Baker. Joby's going to start. Go ahead.
I got to start with the Bad Baker today. I was on hole 6 on a mower, and I had the option to start the hole or go back because a light sprinkle was coming. Me being an overachiever, I started the hole. And hole 6 is the furthest away from where we keep all our equipment and where, like, our break room is and stuff. And a torrential downpour came on me, and I had to ride for 15 minutes on a slow mower all the way back. It looked like I just jumped in a pool.
Nice.
Absolutely terrible. Good Baker is, I don't have to be up until 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, same.
Which is great for me because I'm usually up at about 5 or 4:30. So I got a decent night's sleep ahead of me.
Yeah, same. I've been going to bed a little early recently.
Really?
Slightly earlier. Probably still not early for you, but early for me.
What time do you go to bed? Or what's early for you?
So I've been falling asleep between like anywhere between 10 and midnight.
That's so late.
Yeah.
8:30 last night.
I fell asleep one night at 9:30. I don't know why. That was the earliest. That was my earliest, like, fall asleep.
Dude, there's nothing like just having to, like, it's early and you're ready to go to sleep and just falling asleep on the couch. That's the best.
Yeah, but then you probably wake up in the middle of the night to, like...
You might.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
So, every time I go to bed before 11, I wake up at 4 a.m.
That's not bad.
No, it's bad because then I sleep for like another 6 hours and then I can't. It's impossible
to
get up.
Almost every time, like once I wake up, it's bad because I'm up. I'm like, I can't go back to sleep.
I wish because I'd be a lot like productiver. I'm already decently productive.
More productive.
I know, a lot productiver.
Productiver. Is that the word of the week?
Yeah.
Productiver.
Productiver.
Go and throw out the Good Baker.
Good Baker. Shit, this is tough. Oh, new car. Different car, in addition to my already car.
Wait, I thought you sold the Jeep.
I'm going to sell it, but I still have both for now.
That's a good day.
Yeah, that's a benefit. I could take the top off, or I could ride in my gas saver.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Tonka. Oh, me and Jordan took an adventure in Tonka.
Oh, yeah, we did.
If you don't know what Tonka is, it is the truck that I drove in high school that is a 1990 Toyota pickup with a roll bar that's a 5-speed. It has 34-inch tires on it.
Yeah, all-time truck. Great
truck. Oh, 6-inch lift. No, 4-inch lift.
Nice.
Incredible.
Yeah. Bad
Terrible
Baker,
gas mileage.
Bad Baker is... I have to come up with a game for youthful football players to play, and it's occurring in like 12 hours, and I have no clue what my game is.
I just don't think I'm going to have one.
No, like we kind of have to though.
No.
I hope.
I was told, hey, what's your game? I said, nah, not doing one.
Oh yeah, see, I'm just.
And the reaction I got was incredible. I didn't know what to do. I was like, Yeah, not making one.
Yeah, I'll come up with one. Probably some sort of relay.
Relays are always a loser for everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody wins a relay.
What if I like brought the water balloons out?
That's not bad.
Not a bad. Or dodgeball.
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 With gopher dodgeballs. Oh. Oh, man.
Do we have gopher dodgeballs?
No, but
we could use footballs.
We might have some at the church I could borrow.
Dodgeball might be the play. That's a good idea.
I'm glad we just came up with that on the spot.
Yeah,
that was,
bad
that
Baker.
Nice.
Good Baker. I just found out what game I'm potentially going to be doing tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah. So we have a top five, two discussions. Like we said in the intro, we're going to kick it off top five first. Top five Bachelorette contestants
this year.
This year. Yeah, 2019 Bachelorette contestants. No snake draft. We'll have back and forth draft, top five going from 5 to 1, and maybe one honorable mention.
Nice. Are you going first or am I?
I'll go first. I'll take it first.
Nice.
Counting down, number five, the local man, the golf pro.
Played at Trussell recently.
Garrett. What's his last name?
No clue.
Garrett.
We know him as Garrett.
Baloney in his lap.
Baloney man.
All-time big brother. He picked on Luke P. as if Luke P. were his 9-year-old brother.
Made him explode.
Yeah. He got the most satisfaction I've ever seen out of a man just picking on another grown man. It was awesome.
But it ended up bad for him because Luke got the rose.
Yeah.
Which was stupid because Hannah's the worst bachelorette of all time.
Hannah's horrible. Worst person awful in the world.
My turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, he was out early, but my man Darren, you remember Darren?
Vaguely.
Big black dude, not Mike, big black dude. Great guy. For some reason, he liked Hannah. He's good with all the other dudes. He wasn't a pushover, but he's a nice guy. He stood his ground. But yeah, Darren, good looking dude. I think he played some sort of college football. Gotta love him. Good guy, yeah. Darren, number five.
Very good guy. Okay, number four, Tyler C., handsome guy.
Number one with the ladies, though.
Former quarterback, 5 picks and 1 half. Four picks, RIP.
That's why he's number four, right?
Yes.
Yep, four picks and one half.
You throw 4 picks, you make it to number four on my list. Just really good guy, tall, smooth talker.
I hope he doesn't go on a date with Hannah.
I really hope he was bluffing.
I did too, because she already told him, like, he wasn't the one. Like, don't. No.
Yeah, no.
Once,
can't do that.
Yeah, she's, once again, Hannah is the worst.
Horrible person.
We'll keep saying that. My number four.
She might be a good person. We don't know her personally.
My number four, I need Jordan to do the accent for me. Connor S.
The accent?
The accent.
I can't do it. I can't.
Dude,
just,
you can't. You got to do it. You got to whip it up.
I can't.
You got to pull it out of the hat.
I really can't right now because you threw me off so bad.
Connor
S. And when I get put on the spot.
Yeah. I just, Hannah.
You just gotta get the nice rasp in there. Like,
sorry,
what's up, Hannah. Bro?
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
Is that Hannah over there? Oh my gosh.
Oh, she's so hot.
Connor.
Hannah. I can't say Hannah in a
Connor S. is my number four. Love the guy. Nice guy. Felt bad for him when he got let go of the show. But, I mean, good dude. Can't talk very well. Doesn't articulate well. I can't understand half the words he's saying.
Yeah, he's definitely he was definitely like president of his fraternity.
Never mind. I can't say that on this podcast. I was going to say he's used some recreational drugs, but that's my number four. Jordan, number three?
All right, my number three, another short-lived guy, Joe the Box Guy.
Love Joe the Box Guy.
I was determined for him to be the producer's pick because that would have been incredible because he literally tied in boxes to every single thing he ever talked about.
Which is a little strange.
A little strange. He really loved boxes. But
He did.
I don't know. I feel like he should have gotten at least 3 episodes.
Yeah, he got one.
One. Did he get sent home after one? Office manager Ashley confirms sent home after one.
Joe the Box Guy. What a guy.
Yeah, good guy.
My number three, we already talked about him once, but it's Garrett. Gotta love the hometown guy. I was really hoping to see his hometown so we could see a little Birmingham. But once again, Hannah was an idiot, and she chose Luke P. who is a psycho, but, you know, is what it is. Psychopath Luke P. Garrett's my number three. Love right. the rhyme scheme.
Yeah. Was it a rhyme?
It was
a You
rhyme.
Pay a lot of attention to rhymes because, like, I never catch them, and you always do.
A lot of music.
Number two, music. Mike.
Mike.
Mike's the best guy ever. Mike needs to be the bachelor. Mike, shout out to you for being the next bachelor.
Can I go ahead and say my number two is also Mike? Because, you know, good looking guy. He's really nice. Like, too nice.
Way too nice.
But, like, I appreciate it. And I felt bad. The one time I felt bad for Hannah on the show was when she was letting go of Mike, because I felt the genuine upsetness because she realized, man, he's a really good guy. But just apparently not her type. Which, you know, she still sucks.
She's horrible. I think mainly he wasn't her type because he was, like, the right decision. Like, it would have been the right decision to keep him. So
that is true. She did every time she had the right decision, she always made the bad decision.
All right, yeah. So, move on to number one. My number one, John Paul Jones. Great guy.
JPJ.
Hilarious guy. Good at rugby.
Athletic.
Likes chicken nuggets.
Funny guy.
Yeah. Good looking guy. I think I already said that, but.
He definitely is.
All right, your number one?
Peter. Dude, I love Peter. People say I favor Peter, whatever that means. But I love Peter. He's just such a nice guy. I'm like, whenever I'm watching Peter on that show, I'm like, ah.
That was the sickest, like, humble brag ever that I just heard. Like, oh, what? Yeah, people say I look like Peter.
That's not what I said. I said people say I favor Peter.
Okay.
Like, in all aspects of life, except he's, like, 6'3", and I'm 5'11".
Yeah.
Which
it,
sucks.
Dude, it happens, though.
It does. I mean, that's our top five for Bachelorette, so.
Yeah, that's our top five. We have a special guest coming on. We'll be right
special
back.
Special guest.
We'll be right back with our special guest.
So we have brought a 14-year-old to the podcast. And you may ask, why are you having 14-year-olds on the podcast? There's just a simple answer. 14-year-olds are the most awkward people on the planet. They're having, their bodies are changing. Their social experiences are changing. They're going into high school. So we have Caleb, my younger brother, who is 14 on the podcast today. We're going to try to bring him some comedic relief just from his awkwardness. Caleb, how you doing?
Doing great, Joby. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, Caleb, when you talk, make sure you speak strongly into the microphone.
Okay.
No, don't be too cool to be loud.
Okay.
The people got to hear you. Yeah, that was better.
There you go, Caleb. Attaboy. Attaboy.
So we've got some questions for you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You gotta be loud.
Yes.
That's not loud.
That'll do.
Yes.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah,
there
that'll
it is.
Be
Put
fine.
Some hair on your chest.
The one in the middle was fine. It was a little bit loud, but not too loud.
All right, Caleb.
That should be good.
Question number one. Are hair growing in places they're usually not growing?
Yeah, there's some hair. Got some under my arms.
Any lip hair?
Lip hair? Yeah, there's some up above the lip. Need to shave.
Kel's got a nice Chico going. It's a little interesting.
All right, big question. Do you think you're Tua because you're left-handed and you play quarterback?
Well, I don't know how to necessarily answer this because I just need to stay humble through this experience. And I don't need to get too ahead of myself and try to act like I'm Tua because, therefore, he plays for Nick Saban and we don't need to get there yet.
Okay. Well, so I was watching you a little bit and I noticed that you do have a sweet release being a young lefty. I think you'll get there one day. I wouldn't give you Tua right now. I would give you, like, I don't know, an early Mike Vick, like a very young Mike Vick.
Not as fast, though.
But nowhere nearly as quick.
Like a Mike Vick that can't run.
Yeah.
But it's kind of elusive. He's a little elusive.
Like a left-handed Jacob Coker.
Yes, that's it. That's a great comparison. Yeah, Caleb, I love his answers because he's like, so he's trying to be really cool. I'm just trying to get that little awkwardness out of him.
So, all right, being the, we'll call it second string quarterback, How does it feel that the starter is about 7 to 8 inches taller than you?
It's nothing that I'm not too used to. Everybody's always been taller than me, at least the people that I hang around. So it's normal.
That's not a bad answer from the kid.
No, it's not.
Caleb, on a scale of 1 to 10, how athletic is the starting quarterback?
74.
That's
that you know.
Okay, 1 to 10?
1 to 10.
Oh, 10.
Okay, that's a terrible answer. That's a rookie
because,
score.
Yeah, because you can't go up from 10.
And
what like, if there's someone more athletic?
I'd
give him a...
Patrick Mahomes is a 10.
Actually, I'm going to refrain from rating him.
No, that yeah, I'm not. I just want to see it. I mean, for Caleb's standpoint, that's pretty good. Like, good for him. Like, he's got a 10. But, yeah. Like, Patrick Mahomes is probably a 10 right now.
No, 9.7.
Yeah, I understand. As if Patrick Mahomes is a 10. Yeah, and you always have to have a point, like 9.5.
Yeah, no, point zeros.
Caleb's going to go and get up and shut that door for us real quick. Thanks, yeah. Caleb. We got a little noise.
All right. Hold on. While he's going, let's talk about some more questions. I'm out.
Dude, I got some.
He handled them too well.
I know. I was not expecting it. He's trying to be serious. Okay, I got some.
All right.
I got a good one. So, Caleb, tell me about the love life as a 14-year-old.
Nice.
No comment.
No, you have to have a comment. It's a podcast.
I don't have a love life, Joby. There's nothing there.
What's not there?
Nothing is there.
All right. Well, I don't know
what
that means.
That was a super lame answer.
Okay, we got to have some good answers if you're going to be on the pod. Have you ever had a girlfriend?
I have had a girlfriend.
How old was she at the time?
13.
How old were you?
13.
Why are y'all not dating anymore?
Reasons that should not be spoken.
Was she taller than you?
She was, in fact, taller than Caleb.
Jeez.
Why did you just go to third person?
Yeah, that was a nice was transition hilarious. Into third person. Ashley, do you have any questions for the young boy?
No questions.
No, she shoved the microphone away from her face and shook her head no.
Caleb, who's your role model?
That's a very good question. Well, I think my role model is, most people know him as the Hefty Lefty. He started off in Kentucky. And then he went to the he was played a couple years in the NFL with the Giants. He mainly came in to do QB sneaks for Eli Manning because they did not want him to get hurt. Then he later on, went to the CFL and was, in fact, the league owner. And then he became the quarterback. I forget the team name, but they were green.
I think they were rattlesnakes.
Dude, Caleb's hot. That Caleb becomes a different person on this mic. Usually he's like doesn't
See,
say
we're
a word.
We're a big Jared Lorenzen podcast.
Oh, big time.
So that was really clutch.
Caleb, what do you
got to
say about Jared Lorenzen?
Well, my R.I.P.
Thank you. That's all.
Do
I'll
you have
about.
Any plans to become as large as he was?
No,
in his prime.
Don't want to be a fat lard. And say
hey,
you can't
whoa.
Talk about the guy. He said, "Caleb,
whoa,
yes, he's dead. He died."
Jeez.
Caleb, all right, Caleb, let's lose the podcast voice and let's try to talk like normal. Caleb, can we do that?
Yes, I can do that.
Podcast Caleb's my new favorite.
We're becoming podcast dads right now.
I know. I feel like an old man. Caleb, we only got one more question for you.
One more question.
Jordan? Oh, Ashley's got it.
Ashley's got it.
Okay. What if you could pick a girl... Like your dream girl, what would she be like?
Wow. Wait, is it a person or like characteristics?
Characteristics, yeah.
Oh, Kel, you got a lot riding on this one. You could upset some people. You got to say something. We'll give you a second to think. Okay, that's your second. All right, here we go.
Well. No podcast voice. All right, guys. So this is normal Caleb. So the question.
Go.
The question is, well, she'd be cute in my book because she's who I'm dating. She's the cutest person in the world in my opinion.
Sure, yeah.
Hottest. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's go this way.
No, let's respect women.
What
okay,
makes her
cute?
Cute? What color hair?
I don't know. Just whatever hair she has.
That's not a bad answer.
We're going to go ahead and say he's rooting for auburn hair. Like a nice reddish
red
orange.
Hair? No.
Not at all.
Like a good red though.
Blonde or brown hair?
Blonde or brown hair? Yes.
No. Which? You got to pick one. No. Both. Dirty. That's still blonde, but okay.
Okay.
Kelby, you got any plans to get a job?
No, not at all.
You going to live in your parents' basement forever?
Well, actually, I may get a job next summer doing probably at Publix or McDonald's.
Kelby, if you work,
don't
at,
work
Publix,
at McDonald's.
Kelby, if you work at Publix, I will come see you every day. That'd be great.
Low-key, if he works at McDonald's, I'll probably see him every day.
Don't work at McDonald's.
Don't do that.
Probably would work at the Publix. They have donuts.
Wow. Kelby, I thought we were off donuts. No?
I haven't had a donut in a couple months.
All right, that's our time with Caleb on the podcast. We're going to send him back upstairs.
Hey, Caleb, thank you. We're going to give you one last opportunity. You get one final statement to the people. Go ahead.
This is, now you got to remember this is coming from a 14-year-old, so
yeah,
it's going to be a heck of a statement.
By the way, we're not censoring this no matter what he says. We're not editing it.
No matter what I say?
Don't be an idiot.
Well, guys, I just love the podcast. Love to be here. It's a great opportunity to get myself out here. Just get the viewers up so these guys can get some money. Peace.
All right, Josh. that was our young quarterback.
He said, get the viewers up, get the money, peace.
Yeah, that guy's got a future in something.
Oh, that was incredible. That was hilarious.
We got to have him on again soon. Maybe when he's 15, we'll have him on. See how he matures.
Oh, dude, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. That's in May, so.
Yeah.
He recently, I guess, turned 14. Okay, that's good stuff. Golly. What a guy.
Yeah, good
interview. He's so awkward. Like, his entire voice changed, and he somehow got, like a slight lisp. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But, like, he never has a lisp.
He really turned it on there when he incorporated a lisp.
He's got, like... I'm like, dude, what? Like, what just happened?
Yeah. So normally he doesn't have a lisp. I feel like he was good. He held it together. He wasn't terribly awkward.
He looked like he was about to cry a little bit for some reason. You know, it's something about little kids when they get like on a mic or something.
Yeah.
He's not little, but like he's young. But
they get so nervous.
It happened to me. Like it used to happen to me. I'd get like a little teary eyed, and like you're not about to cry, but like it's just like intimidating.
Yeah. All right, two discussion questions. Number one, first question, let's go with the not sports one first and the sports one second.
Okay.
All right, number one question, umbrella or rain jacket?
See, dude, this is a great debate because my bad becker was me getting stuck in the rain.
Yeah.
I mean, you got your positives. Rain jacket, you still feel the rain hitting you. But you don't have to hold the umbrella, which is great because nobody wants to hold an umbrella.
Here's what I'm saying. I've really been thinking about this since I came up with it, and I still haven't decided fully. But I'm going to just say the rain jacket is more of a stylish move, and you still get to feel the rain hitting you, but you don't get wet. So like with an umbrella, you don't really feel the rain hit you. And you have to hold the umbrella. But an umbrella can be a fashion statement as well.
See, I'm going to go... So you're going with rain jacket?
No, I'm undecided.
I think I'm leaning toward the umbrella because, one, you don't have to take the umbrella off your body. Sometimes when you have to take a rain jacket off, you can get yourself wet after.
Yeah.
Fact, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And two, if you have a female friend... You can hold the umbrella for her, and that's a nice thing to do.
Well, it's
and
a different game if you're with your girlfriend.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, but if you're only having one, then you can't ever hold the umbrella. Then you just have a rain jacket. And then what can you do? Give her your rain jacket and get rain.
Then you're going to get wet, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going with the umbrella.
I'm going to take the rain jacket.
Okay.
And then my girlfriend can just have also a rain jacket.
So y'all both have rain jacket?
Yeah. So you can't like have an umbrella like for your girl if you have the rain jacket. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you get to pick one. It's a lifestyle.
I don't know. I like hoods a lot.
That's true.
I like to wear hoods.
You could wear a hoodie with an umbrella.
Not the same.
That's true. Not
because
same.
The cotton, it soaks up the moisture.
I will say, like, when you're wearing a rain jacket with a hood on, I like the noise it makes when it's a cool noise.
Rain jackets just, like, enhance your experience every time.
Mm, I'm struggling to follow that, but
like they look cool, you know, like
they do.
Everyone likes a good rain jacket. Then it starts raining. You just flip your hood up and you get to hear the rain. You get to feel the rain, but you're not getting wet.
That is interesting.
And you don't have to hold anything up. The umbrella, you have to hold it up. And if you're holding it over your girl, then still half of you is getting wet.
Oh, that got on the...
Yeah. Sorry about that. Joby's over here Snapchatting in the middle of the podcast.
Sorry, Alice. Yeah, my bad.
It's a classic Joby move. Office manager Ashley, do you have any input here?
It depends on the season.
Ooh, did not think of that. Golly, dropping the knowledge.
Because, like...
I got really
if
loud.
It's winter, I don't want to wear a rain jacket over my sweater, you know, because then it's too thick. So I wanted a nice umbrella. But if it's summertime and I'm just wearing like a t-shirt or a tank top, I don't mind throwing over a nice rain jacket.
The best time to wear a striped sweater.
That's not a bad take. We didn't even think about factoring in
the
seasons.
That's a good take. Great
that was
take.
Really good.
Gosh. I think I'm still going to go with the umbrella, but like the seasons is a game changer.
I'm definitely taking the rain jacket.
If you have an umbrella and it's hot outside, see what I'm saying? You get the shade off you.
That's
umbrella.
True.
Yeah, umbrellas are versatile. Rain jacket, only good for the rain. But they are a style move.
Yeah, big style points. Move. Unless they burn in a car fire and you lose your favorite rain jacket, RIP.
I got dark. You had a car fire?
Totally. No, it's a story for another day.
Okay.
Can't tell the story right now.
Didn't know about that. All right.
Yeah, we'll so basically what happened was...
tell the story.
My car was on its last leg. Mind you, it was a Chrysler Pacifica minivan. That's what I drove as a freshman in college.
Merry Chrysler.
Yeah. And so what happened was I called my dad. I was like, hey... I need to have this towed back to Birmingham and see if maybe, like, we could take it to the shop and get it fixed or something. And my dad gets there, and he insisted on, like, driving it back to Birmingham himself rather than getting it towed for free the next day. It's like, we could just get it towed for free. My dad was like, nah, I'll drive it. So I was like, whatever. So I get my valuables out, you know, just in the event that something bad happens. Like, some of my valuables, like my guitar, phone charger, like stuff like that.
Mostly important stuff.
Yeah. But I left, like, you know, all my school books and my, like, favorite rain jacket. But I'll try to find a picture of it for you after this. Dude, it was a killer rain jacket. Mm. So what happens is my dad's driving it, and I took my dad's car, and my oldest brother, who's younger than me, was riding with me in the family car. And we were following my dad. We pulled off the side of the road, get Jack's. Get back on the road. We got our food. We're driving. Not thinking a thing. My brother says, holy crap, somebody's car's on fire over there. Still didn't think anything of it. Then I took a second look over there, and I said, oh, dear. That's my car.
On fuego.
Yeah, so the fuel line under the car was on fire. So I pull over, get a good 150, 200 feet past the car in the event of explosions, and I go up and get kind of close to it, and my dad had, at this point, he had reached under the car and tried to pull the fuel line out so that the entire car wouldn't catch on fire.
It's a bold move.
He did that while the fuel line was on fire. And so after trying that, he was like, ow, that's not going to work. He runs to the back of the car, throws the hatch open, because it's a hatchback, kind of, and he throws that open. And smoke, like, pours out of the car. So he was unable to save any of my stuff. And then, so at that point, I was thinking, you know, if they get here fast enough, maybe all my stuff won't be totally, like, gone. Because as long as the flames didn't get up into the car, as long as they were under the car. And so I look up the nearest fire station, 7 minutes away. 46 minutes later, they showed up. That's I don't know terrible. What happened there. All my stuff burned. It was a really bad day. Horrible day.
That's the worst. You have a lot of stories. I don't know, like, I about that kind of
dude,
stuff.
Dude, I've had some wickedly bad things.
We need to have like a podcast just dedicated to you telling stories about all the stuff like that. Maybe not, because that's kind of depressing.
No, that would be the most depressing podcast on planet Earth.
Maybe like we have like a spinoff podcast called like Bad Days.
Yeah, maybe. Or I could do a Let's Get Personal and just tell bad stories.
Not bad.
For those of you who are looking for, you know, just a nice downer. If you're having too good of a time in life, just come talk to me. I'll tell you some stories. Second discussion question, best quarterback in the NFL. Modern day.
Not going to be much of a discussion because I feel like we're pretty set on our answers. Mine, Patrick Mahomes. I think he does things that no other quarterback can do. I feel like he's just a better version of Aaron Rodgers.
Definitely that. I'm taking Tom Brady. He's really good at what he does.
See, I don't hate that answer, though. I just think he's a little older now.
I have Pat Mahomes, honorable mention. Drew Brees, honorable mention. Phillip Rivers, honorable mention.
Ooh, I hate Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers is a great quarterback.
He does put up fantasy points, and he's got 11 kids.
Baker, top five.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson.
Good, really good quarterback, top notch.
I feel like the quarterbacks in the NFL right now are really good.
Daniel Jones, really good quarterback.
We'll see.
Josh Rosen, heck of a quarterback.
Terrible. He's not even going to start.
AJ McCarron.
Hold on. I meant to say that Fitzpatrick got the start job over Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. That won't last long though.
No. Oh, Fitzpatrick's got a strategy.
What's that?
He wins a starting job and then loses it, so people have to buy him out of a contract, and then he goes and does it all again.
He's a genius.
That he has like more money than he went to Harvard. He has more money than like most of the guys in the NFL.
Yeah. And he's got a really sweet beard.
Does have a sweet beard.
And, like, big drip, like, in his post-game or, like, press conferences and stuff.
Oh, he's wearing Deshaun Jackson stuff that one time.
Yeah.
He saw it.
Yeah, that guy looks awesome.
Pat Mahomes is me. Tom Brady's you. But a lot of good quarterbacks. Dude, football is on tonight. I didn't watch it because we're at practice.
Wait, football is on tonight?
Hall of Fame game.
The
Falcons and the Broncos.
Shout to the Falcons. They're like one of my top five favorite NFL teams.
You have a top five favorite NFL team?
I can't decide on one team.
Titans, baby.
No, so...
Tighten up.
So, I was once a big Falcons fan growing up. Loved them.
Yeah.
And I had that ruined for me. I'll have to tell this story after the podcast's over. Remind me, because I've brought it up before and forgot to tell the story after. After we finish this, remind me to tell that story. But I liked Drew Brees, Mark Ingram went to the Saints, so I did a rivalry swap and went over to the Saints from the Falcons. I appreciate the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I like the Browns a lot. The Browns are probably my favorite team right now.
That's respectable, honestly.
They have been probably the past 2 years. I liked them last year. I like Baker Mayfield.
I mean, if you want to be a Titans fan, the spot's open for you.
I don't mind the Titans. I don't mind the Giants.
Titans got Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I like Deshaun Watson.
And a lot of Rashad Evans.
Yeah. 49ers don't bother me too much. With Jimmy G, they don't bother me a ton.
So who do you not like in the NFL? Do you like the Steelers?
I don't like the Steelers. I don't love the Bears or the Jets.
I love the Bears quarterback.
Broncos, can't stand them.
Hate the Broncos.
Basically, everyone but the Browns in that division, with like the Bengals, hate them. Ravens. Horrible. Steelers, not great. What's the other team in that division?
I think that was all of them.
Is there four or five teams in
there? There's four.
Oh, yeah, that was all of them. I don't like the Bills too much.
Do you like Josh Allen?
No, cannot
love
stand
Josh Allen.
I think he's a bad guy. Josh Allen
or Josh Rosen guy, and I'm a Josh Allen guy.
Yeah, I don't mind the Redskins. They have a lot of Alabama players on their defense.
They do.
What
about the Patriots?
I can get behind it. I wouldn't consider
They're
myself
winners.
A fan. I appreciate greatness, though.
They're winners.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, that's probably all we got.
Dude, I'm
sign
so...
Up, sign up for the Spikeball Tournament.
It's all we got because I'm like about to fall asleep.
Sure. Sign up for the Spikeball Tournament. $30 to win $150. Runners up get their $30 back. MVP gets $20. want to be a part of it.
Put your Instagram comments.
Also.
No.
Also, say your part that you always say.
Okay, I mean, this is what's happening. We got all these guys out here talking about how if they were playing, they would win. You guys are trash. Well, you can't play if you're not there and you're only talking on the internet. Internet trolls.
Put your Instagram comments where your spike ball skills are at. I say that different every single time we do
it's,
this.
I think it's put your spike ball
skills. Put your spike ball skills where your Instagram comments are.
That's it.
Play. Also, distant future but near future. Before it gets cold, we will have a disc golf tournament, but not in the next month.
Yeah, probably not. We might do it like winter break because it's in Alabama, it's not cold.
Yeah, you just get a nice like chill. Just wear a sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt, baby.
Yeah. Hand warmers. We'll do it on the warmest day in winter.
Dude, I feel like December is just not going to be cold this year.
Yeah, I agree with that because it's so
hot. Though?
It's so hot right now.
March will be cold.
March is going to be super chilly. All right. That's the show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Stay beautiful.